Gamer Summit 2019 coming up on the 25th of this month. He was supposed to tell us all about it. However, because this is Lagos, he's stuck in traffic. So hopefully we'll have him next Monday. Thank you so much for your calls. We've run out of time. This is 10:55 and we have to pay bills at this time. But remember, you can always reach us on Twitter at Power Up Nigeria. That is Power Up NG on Twitter. Leave your comments there. We'll be happy to take all of them. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Coming up, we'll be back in a moment.
Are you an experienced software developer? FinTech companies in Nigeria are looking for experts like you on Jobaman. Sign up and join thousands of professionals and top companies finding the right opportunities on Jobaman.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This
what is that?
99.3
Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3
Your reliable station. More information
around Nigeria.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weebabur on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM with the show Power Solutions, where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's endless power problems. Today we have a very interesting guest named Rolake Roshidi. She's the country manager for M-Copa, and we'll talk about it more in the show. But M-Copa is actually the company that invented the solar home system 10 years ago in Kenya. So this is a very special guest. She's now bringing the company to Nigeria so all of you can have access to their products. So, Rolake, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. So it's good to have you here today. Now, I know you have an unusual background for someone who's now, you know, selling solar products.
Mm-hmm.
I think at one point you sold milk.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Worked for an embassy and a bunch of other things. So tell us a little bit about that so that people out there know that you don't have to have a traditional backstory to get into solar and all that kind of thing. So
okay.
let's hear from you.
All right. So my background, as you said, is a little bit unusual for someone going into the solar sector. So prior to joining M-Copa, I was the head of strategy at Dano Milk, Arla Foods for Africa. So I did that for 3 years. So I started in the Lagos office, which is the headquarters for Africa, working on the business plans to expand into Ghana and Ivory Coast and Senegal. And then I spent the last 18 months there actually moving to the global headquarters in Denmark, where I was part of the corporate strategy team looking at expansion into certain markets such as India and doing work on growth in Bangladesh. And then working on specific strategic projects across Europe, such as revamping the Arla brand in Europe. And then I spent the last 9 months in New York with Arla. So with that one company, it was already a winding journey.
Right.
And then giving you a bit of an overview of what I did before then. So straight after my master's, so my undergraduate was in politics, philosophy, and economics.
Which has nothing to do with solar. That's good to know. Okay.
All right. Absolutely nothing to do with solar. And I was most passionate about international relationships. International relations and economics at that point. And my dissertation looked at how the oil sector in Nigeria was perhaps preventing other non-oil sectors from developing. So then I went on to do a master's in development management at London School of Economics, still on that focus of how can we help developing countries grow. And after my master's, I actually didn't go into the development sector, mm-hmm. So I didn't join a World Bank or DFID, the UK development organization. I actually joined Ernst & Young as an accountant.
Oh, okay.
Because with Nigerian parents, you have to do some certain things. So I ended up at Ernst & Young, and I hated it,
okay.
So I only lasted less than a year.
That was in the UK?
That was in the UK.
Okay.
So I studied in the UK. I grew up in the UK from when I was 10 years old, and I only lasted a year. I flunked the exams, it was awful,
mm-hmm.
And that gave me a good excuse to do what I really wanted.
Okay.
So I left Ernst & Young and I joined, so there were financial accounting exams, mm-hmm. You had to do and all of this. So I left Ernst & Young and I joined a management consulting company in London, which was an Australian company, consulting international development organizations and multilaterals like the World Bank,
mm-hmm.
The UN on projects across the world. So that was called Coffee International,
okay.
And that really helped me cut my teeth with starting to work with Nigeria. So it was
okay.
That job that sent me to Nigeria for the first time as a professional. So I'd always come to Nigeria during the holidays, all those years I was in the UK. So Nigeria was home, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't know it from a professional
right.
point of view. So after coffee, so lots of stuff
mm-hmm.
after coffee, I would say I then had my first kind of longer-termist job. I moved
mm-hmm.
from coffee to a larger consulting company called PA Consulting Group, which is a British consulting company that's very well regarded for work in the public sector.
Okay.
So I joined them in London, and I was with them for just under 3 years, and I was working on consulting, and specifically for the Department of Business, helping them think of strategies to increase investment into the UK and how to prioritize strategic sectors such as agriculture, aerospace, mm-hmm. various things. And then after PA, I then really wanted to come back to Nigeria.
Okay.
I was like, why have I been away from home for so long? I knew my heart and my passion was for Nigeria or the developing world in general, and more so Nigeria because mm-hmm. it's home. But I just kind of got stuck in England, because that's what you do what your friends are doing, and you stick to what's comfortable. So after 3 years at PA, I decided, okay, look, it's now or never.
Right.
So I left PA, left London, and I had another winding road before I got to Nigeria because I got
okay.
nervous. That was the year that Ebola broke out. So I ended up in Dubai for a few months, in Copenhagen, and then I finally moved back to Nigeria in 2015,
okay.
joined the Danish embassy as a commercial advisor to Danish companies that wanted to set up in West Africa and Nigeria, and there I got to work on really interesting projects, and I started specializing in agriculture. I decided that, oh, you know what, agriculture seems to be a really great sector that can help Nigeria develop, and it seemed like a space of a lot of opportunities for a young person. So I worked with the Consul General and the Minister Counselor at the Danish Embassy on these agricultural projects, and that's how I got to know a company called Arla Foods, which has the brand.
And they grabbed you.
And then they grabbed me.
All right. But then they took you out of Nigeria.
Well, they kept me in Nigeria for 18 months.
Okay.
So they kept me working on the projects I started with as a consultant at the Danish Embassy in Nigeria. So that was projects looking at how to start developing a local milk business in
okay.
Nigeria for Dana Milk.
Okay.
So Dana Milk imports some milk from Europe, and so at the Danish Embassy we were working with them to look at how can you start sourcing some milk from Fulani farmers and
right.
Other farming enterprises in Nigeria. So I stayed with them for 18 months, and then I was moved abroad with them.
And then how did Mkopa find you and talk you into coming back again to do solar?
Yeah, so to be honest, when I was leaving Nigeria with Arla, I always wanted to come back. I didn't
mm-hmm.
see it as I'm leaving for good. It was with the view of coming back with international experience in the dairy sector. So Mkopa found me because one of the directors of Mkopa Labs,
mm-hmm.
which is Mkopa's engineering and innovation arm, which is based in London, one of the directors was the partner at Coffee International, which
oh,
I had
wow.
worked
okay.
for 8 years prior. So
okay.
he was the partner on the project that had sent me to Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
the DFID project about developing wholesale and agricultural markets in Nigeria
mm-hmm.
all those years ago. So we had a great relationship. So he had joined Mkopa a few years before I had. So he reached out to me about a year before I joined, and we just started talking, and he told me all Mkopa. We're doing great in
right.
East Africa, we're the number one, but we're eyeing up Nigeria. Would you be interested in
okay.
helping us come to Nigeria?
So the lesson here is it's probably more important that you built a great track record in your career than that you focus specifically on anything related to solar or power or engineering.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so now you're with Mkopa,
mm-hmm.
and you came into it relatively recently, but the guys who started Mkopa were actually the guys who invented M-Pesa, which is the, you know, now world-renowned Kenyan app
mm-hmm.
for mobile money, which largely invented mobile money for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So after they did that, then they mm-hmm. said, okay, now let's use our ingenuity to build our own company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Mkopa started, and then that's where Solar Home Systems started. But
exactly.
Mkopa, what does it mean?
Mkopa, it's a Swahili word, and it means M for mobile mm-hmm. and Kopa for borrow.
Borrow, yeah. So
yeah.
it's not even about electricity. It was supposed to be one product, right?
Exactly.
And then they stayed in that one.
Exactly.
But it's been like a 10-year journey. I know you've come
mm-hmm.
in recently, but how
mm-hmm.
how have they grown in Kenya and East
mm-hmm.
Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Because over the years, then obviously there's dozens of other companies that
mm-hmm.
came in, sort of copied what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But where are they now? How have they gone, and
mm-hmm.
how is it looking in East Africa?
Yeah. So I'll start where you started with the founders of Mkopa. One of the founders had invented M-Pesa in Kenya. And then, so there were three co-founders, and then the current CEO, Jesse Moore, he had worked for the GSMA.
Mm-hmm.
GSMA is a director there. So when they were starting Mkopa, they wanted to build a company that they could leverage the M-Pesa strengths and use that to build something else that would have a solution for the same customer base. That's how they actually came up with M-Kopa and decided to focus on solar as something that, you know, the mass market in Kenya, low-income people really needed energy. So as you said, that started about 10 years ago in 2012. And so how they've grown across East Africa, so it's been a long and tough journey, but now M-Kopa is the number one in East Africa with 750,000 customers.
750,000 customers.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
How they've grown is, initially M-Kopa started with a small solar product, focusing on providing lighting to households. So in Kenya, very much like Nigeria, households burn kerosene as their source of lighting.
But in Kenya, those are rural households mostly.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, okay, yeah. So I'll talk a bit about that. So in Kenya, we focus a lot on the rural space because that's where the large proportion of the population are lacking electricity. Mm-hmm. So in Kenya, there's a 64% coverage of the national grid across the country, whereas in Nigeria, it's only 54%. Mm-hmm. And in Nigeria, the urban areas actually have 76% coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Kenya, you'll find that the most of the lack of electricity is in the rural areas.
And urban is 100% almost covered.
Yeah, right? Urban right. In Kenya. Yeah, you've lived in Kenya.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So in Kenya, started very much focusing on the rural areas, which is, of course, extremely tough, having to build a business that could actually go out into the far reaches of the country, building a marketing and distribution structure.
And then sell a product they didn't know what it was and how it worked and,
exactly.
and what it was exactly.
Exactly. Just like in Nigeria today, solar in Kenya back then was something relatively new. So the co-founders were working on introducing and educating the consumer on what solar was. So consumers had been in the rural areas in Kenya had been so used to not having electricity provision, and now they have access to electricity that they can pay for over time and commit to paying a small deposit up front.
Right, and then the catch was because of M-Pesa and because of SIM cards, they could turn the system off.
Exactly.
And that was actually the innovation, right?
Yes.
Right.
So maybe I should speak a bit about the product, because I'm sure our customers or people...
But let's, before the product, so now it was in Kenya for 7 years or so. I think it grew to Uganda.
Uganda, Tanzania.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even 6-7 years ago, in the early days when I was at the Tony Olumulu Foundation, we actually tried to invest in M-Kopa and bring them to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year they kept saying, we're not ready, we're not ready, we're not ready. So now they're finally in Nigeria, so we're very happy to have you here. But what was the shift? What made them realize that now is the time to come to Nigeria? It's a very different market.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll speak a bit about why they didn't come before.
Okay.
So you mentioned M-Pesa as being the tool for which customers pay for the products in Kenya. And this is something really key for M-Kopa. So M-Kopa was able in Kenya to provide a product to customers and seamlessly collect payment from them using a mobile money app that every customer in Kenya who has a Safaricom phone, which is over 80% of the market there, could automatically pay using this mobile money app. So that meant that M-Kopa could target unbanked customers and could target customers who were living very far away from banks, so the customers who couldn't walk to the bank to transfer money could simply use their phones even on 2G to transfer money. So in Nigeria, as we know, that ecosystem for digital payments hasn't yet developed. So that was a red flag for M-Kopa and the other companies in this solar home system space. So not only M-Kopa, but there are a number of other companies which have been pioneered in East Africa. So although M-Kopa was the first, there are a number of other companies doing very well in East Africa. And they also reflected and thought, okay, we're not quite ready to jump to Nigeria because how will customers pay? Because these systems are, the aim of these systems is to be extremely affordable and paid over time. So a customer can actually save as they're paying for a product. So the nature of the product is that you need a customer to be able to make many micro payments,
right,
so 180 naira
a day,
and that don't cost too much because they're such small payments that if you're charging them high rates to transact, then it defeats the purpose. So that was why M-Copa delayed coming to Nigeria. And then to your actual question, why now? Yes. So, you know, the same factors that show why Nigeria is a good market for many consumer goods, largest economy in Africa, large consumer base, and then, of course, really, really poor electricity across the country. So, as I said, 54% of Nigerians don't have access to electricity, and that amounts to 90 million people across the country. So really, it's such a large country where you compare to Kenya, which as a whole is a 40 million population. So why now? Just like how in East Africa, M-Copa started up the space and then other companies joined and could piggyback off these learnings, stand on their shoulders and really make the sector grow faster together. M-Copa has seen that, you know, some other companies had started coming into Nigeria and actually have been overcoming some of these issues and felt that it was a good time to also come in and to start selling to the Nigerian market.
All right, so now for Nigeria, do you have a special product for Nigeria that is different from Kenya, or is it the same, largely the same product?
We actually have a special product that's different to Nigeria.
So tell us about it.
Okay. This product has been specifically engineered for the Nigerian market. It's a solar-powered product that can power a 32-inch television, a standing fan. It can charge four mobile phones, and it powers four lights, two of which are strip lights and two are bulbs. And all of these run on two solar panels. So the whole product that M-Copa is selling includes a solar panel that a customer simply puts on their roof. This solar panel then charges up a battery, and then all those appliances, the TV, the fan, the lights, the mobile phone, are plugged into the battery. Much like maybe if you think of how an inverter works in Nigeria, you can connect certain appliances to your inverter here. Yeah.
And so where are you now? Where is this product available? I know you're relatively new in the market. So is it already nationwide, or where can people get this?
Yeah, so we are relatively new, and actually we're in a pilot phase. So perhaps I should have mentioned that earlier. So we're in our pilot phase in Nigeria, really testing out our product and making sure that the product is really exactly what customers in Nigeria need. And so, as I said, this is different to anything else we're selling in Kenya. So in Kenya, we are selling a whole range. We're selling fridges. We're selling.
And these are, I assume, they're energy efficient fridges.
All energy.
And they're all run by. They're all run on solar.
They're all run on solar.
Okay.
So all our appliances are engineered in really high quality, so they can be efficiently powered by solar. So our television is only 15 watts. Our fan right now is 8 watts.
And what would a typical television be?
Yeah, so a typical television could be anything from 40 watts to...
So they start with energy. You start with energy efficiency and then make that product and then make this, make it work with the solar.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So our television on our solar battery can last for 12 hours when the battery is fully charged. And our fan can last for 12 hours as well.
Okay.
Whereas if you plug in a normal TV to our device, it would maybe last a couple of hours and then you would be disappointed.
Okay.
So the solar system that we're, the first product we're selling is 120 watts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then if someone buys that, so that they pay a deposit and they pay for it over time, so then as you bring in new products, let's say you bring in the fridge, they could now add some capacity and then add that to what they already have? Is that how it works?
Yes, that's how it works. So since we're in our pilot phase, we're starting with one product that we believe is what a Nigerian customer needs as the basics in their house, a television and a fan and lights. So we're starting with that, but then we will, over time, bring in more products as we go through our pilot phase and we finalize what we believe are the other products that the Nigerian consumer needs.
Right.
So.
And that could be different from what you've seen in Kenya.
Exactly.
It could be a different. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, but in you're in Lagos, so a customer in Lagos could call and get a product. Is that correct?
Yes. So. Okay.
And how would they reach you to get this?
Yeah. So a customer in Lagos could call either our customer care phone number or our sales number,
okay,
which I'll share now. And right now, since it's the pilot phase, we're really focused on making sure that every customer that buys our product, if they have any issues, it can be fixed on the same day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, so within 24 hours. So we're only selling for now in the Shomolu area and 20 kilometers around that. So that covers...
Which is basically all of Lagos.
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. And we're pretty strict about that. But in the next few months, we will be expanding beyond that area. So... if you want the product, you can call the sales number on 0805-940-5916. That's 0805-940-5916.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines now.
Okay.
And so listeners, the first two callers are also going to get an M-Copa t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay, a beautiful red M-Copa t-shirt. I think you'll have to come to the studio to get it, but at least it'll be yours. So if you call, that's the extra bonus. So let's give the phone numbers. Apparently the recording isn't working, so I have to give you the numbers. So I hope you can understand me well enough. So it's 01-277-0993 or 01-277-1993 or 01-277-2993 or 01-273-993. So we'll take that one more time. 01-277. Oh, we already have a caller, so let's just jump to the caller we have. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, what's your name?
Okay, my name is Joshua.
Joshua.
I'm from Magodo.
Okay, Magodo. Okay, great. So you've won a t-shirt. So we're taking your number and we'll contact you about how to get it to you. But what's your question for this morning?
So what I want to know is the company only have...
The call drops. Okay, so call back if you can so you can finish your question. But while we're waiting, we're going to go to the next call. Okay, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
They keep dropping. Okay. Next one. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what's your name, please?
Good luck. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Ikeja. Okay, people keep dropping. Okay, let's try another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, can you please turn your radio down so we can hear you?
Yeah, just...
Okay, good. What's your name? Okay, there's a problem, it seems, with the phone lines. They keep dropping. Okay, let's try the next one. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. What's your name?
My name is James.
Sorry? I can't hear that.
Yeah. Now, my name is James. I'm calling you from Aja.
Aja, okay. So you've won a t-shirt for being the next caller. So we'll follow up on the number here. So what's your question?
Yes, I have this panel. It doesn't work the way I bought it before. So I'm kind of confused. I don't even know what is happening to it. I call.